I actually remember the first time we saw the tent was just before we started filming. It wasn't like, we went to the tent beforehand to just get a feel, nothing. We just went straight in, went in, and it just felt for a second. I thought, oh my God, it's exactly like how it's on TV. And then it was, we got our positions to stand. And then, we were made familiar with all the things. And then walked in Paul and Mary, and behind them, Mel and Sue. And it was just so surreal. It was, and we kept looking, all the bakers looked at each other. And then Mel and Sue were so lovely, and they came and said hello to everybody. But then when it all started to actually time to bake, it was, you don't know how the ovens are going to work. You've been told how they work, but everybody gets used to their own ovens at home, and it was really scary that you have to get destroyed. Nobody wants to go home in week one.
Do you get much contact with Mary and Paul and Mel and Sue, or is it that you're all somewhat kept apart, so there remains this kind of specialness to it? Or then do you just have an opportunity later on where, yeah, you're all just there together, you're all kind of one big crowd?
We actually, since we've left the tent, you kind of on social media stay in touch, but other than that, not really. But yes, through social media, yes.
And what about each round? Which was your favourite? Was it like cake, which I think they're starting with tonight, or was it which of them was your favourite? And which was your least favourite?
My one of my favorite things is to bake cakes and eat cakes, and I was really excited about the cake round. But my kind of weakness, and when I went in, I didn't bake too many things other than cakes and stuff. So bread was what I was scared about, and I didn't know how I'm going to do in that round. And so these two, yeah. But the European week was so interesting, and everything, the pastry week where we did the eclairs, it was, oh, I love making eclairs. So yeah, every week had its charm, but bread was the scary one.
And what about now, Chetna? I mean, you mentioned about cake, and that's something you and I very much have in common. I'm nothing like as good a baker by a million miles compared to you, but I enjoy making cake. I enjoy eating cake more. About with you, you're still making the cakes, aren't you? Looking at social media, I think you've got a YouTube channel. There's a book as well.
Yes. So I have a book called The Cardamom Trail, which came out in April, and it's got all the bakes with the Indian twist. What I know best. And it's just not got cakes, but it's got lots of savory kind of starters and bites and breads and some curries to go with it and chutneys. And so that's out there. Plus, I started a YouTube channel exactly a year ago in August. And there I kind of share recipes, just home things that I cook at home all the time. Nothing five-star hotel, no, not that kind of level, just home cooking. Something that people want to cook and eat at home. So there's lots of curries. Also, there's lots of cakes. So it's kind of a mix of everything I do in the kitchen. So you can find that, and it's called Food with Chetna. Yeah, so it's keeping me busy.
Is this one of the things with the Bake Off, actually, that we see a lot of shows on TV which are supposedly life-changing, and they can be for maybe one or two each year, but Bake Off is actually one of those where if the nation takes a baker to their heart, it really is life-changing. I mean, I don't know if without Bake Off you would have been releasing books and you would have had a YouTube channel, but I imagine it's had a huge impact on where your life's gone.
Oh, totally. I totally agree with that. And like you said, it is a life experience, but some people would get more out of it than others. And to be honest, none of us from our batch, because I can't say about others, but from our batch, nobody went in with the intention of, thinking that, oh, I'm going to do this or that. And some of them have actually gone back to their day job. So they just did it for the love of baking. But it has definitely changed my life, because I wasn't into this, and I would have never released a cookbook if I wasn't in this. And now I really, really, I've always enjoyed it, but never thought of taking it up, full time. And yeah, it has completely changed it for me, for the good. I absolutely love, working with food.
What about tonight then? I'm definitely going to be sat watching the Bake Off. Are you going to be watching it as well, Chetna?
Yes, totally, yes. Yes, there is no other answer. Of course, I watched last. I'm a big fan of the program. With me or not without me, you know, it doesn't matter. But I'm just a big fan of the program. So yeah, last series I watched, Hooked, and I actually the first episode is quite interesting because you, I know people get into it later on, but the first episode you actually get to see how they are because you've only seen the pictures, and then people say, oh, who do you think will do well? And I can't tell without seeing the first episode. How those people are going to be. So, yeah, I'm really, really excited for the show.
And for anybody who's maybe thinking of getting into like the next series of Bake Off or any other TV cookery shows, you've been through the process now, Chetney. You know how it works. Have you got any tips for anybody who's trying to get into this kind of thing?
I think that they are looking for kind of originality, but also just your personality as well. You can't fake it or say, oh, you know, I'm this, but actually it's not what you are. You need to stick to who you are, and you know, rest will follow.
Well, Chetna, you are an absolute superstar. You're one of my favorites from Bake Off. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Enjoy the show.